effect. This is the thing I'm most scared of. How can I handle it? It's so short and so simple, you've done it already. To begin with, once you tell your child, the daddy and your daddy and I love each other so much God gave you to us, that's already the first idea of a marriage act. The next step. The daddy puts a seed inside the mommy, the baby grows into the mother's heart. You hear the little fella saying. They don't wonder how or what or where, they just get the idea. So daddy's got something to do with it. The third step. Now, it doesn't have to be in this order, but I'm suggesting as they get more and more mature. Grows. The mommy, the eggs grow about over here and over here. Now, the daddy places the seed inside of mommy's body in the same place where the baby would come out. If God gives them a baby. If the seed meets an egg, then the baby goes into the mother's heart. You get that idea. And then finally, the most advanced level, when the child will know the meaning of love, the pure meaning of love, you'd say, you know, when we love someone, we want to show we're one with them. That means we're going to be one with God in heaven for all eternity. That's what love means. Now, married people can be one in a very special way. You know, I told you before, God wants only married people to have babies, because look, if they're not married, who'll take care of the baby? Who'll love the baby?
Don't be out.